Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Just over 6 weeks ago, the people of Beirut were devastated by a chemical explosion. Tom Atima, co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, updates us on conditions. Lebanon is a small, diverse country that borders Syria, Israel, and the Mediterranean Sea. Would you give us a bird's eye view of Beirut today and tell us how this deadly blast has changed conditions there?
Tracy, Lebanon's about the size of Vermont, and it looks a lot like Vermont as well. And in the middle of the west side, if you will, of the country of Lebanon against the Mediterranean Sea is the largest city in Lebanon called Beirut. It's a multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-religious city. It's somewhat evenly divided between Muslims and Christians. That's cultural Christians. The Muslims would be broken up into many different groups, Sunni, Shiite, Kurdish, and then you have the Christian side, which would be cultural Christians, Maronite, Roman Catholics, and the smallest percentage would be evangelical Christian. The explosion that happened on August the 4th happened on the northwest side of Beirut in the port, and the explosion went down and up. So it created a crater in the bay that's 425 feet deep. And it went straight up, created a vacuum that sucked windows, doors, and siding off of buildings straight out, and was mostly focused into the Ashrafi area of Beirut, which is the Christian sector. Now, when I say Christian, again, we're talking cultural Christian sector. The silos you see standing protected the Muslim side of the city from the explosion. So it's the Christian sector that got the biggest hit. Now, the Christian sector has more money than the Muslim sector, and most of the people in that sector have houses up in the mountains where they were when the explosion took place. If it was during the winter season and they weren't in their summer houses, the devastation, loss of life, and all that would have been far greater.
Tom, loss of life. Do you have a figure, a recent figure?
Numbers are hard to come by in the country of Lebanon, or let me put it this way, accurate numbers are very hard to come by in the country of Lebanon. You have to remember that Lebanon is in the Near East, and most of the Middle East, as well as other countries around the world, are in an honor-shame culture. So the numbers will be always understated because they can't show shame, even though it's against a person or a group that we might not agree with. So the numbers will range anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 have lost their lives. 300,000 families are homeless. And remember that each number has a name and each name has a story.
Yes.
Each name has a soul and has an eternity. And so we want to make sure that we put a picture on each one of those names. What has it changed in Beirut? Well, what's changed is that people are more open to the gospel of Jesus Christ than ever before.
Yeah.
Beirut itself, when I was there just the other day walking around the area of Ashrafi, I had to really look hard for damage. Most of their area is already cleaned up. Most of the windows and doors have been already replaced. The outside siding that is off is going to take years, if not decades, to fix. And you're talking $25 to $125 million to fix all of that.
I saw in Lancet that infrastructure is probably very damaged. Like you said, some of the things look okay, but structurally they're not sure about what kind of shape they'll be in long term.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready in Lebanon to start the rainy season, and that will tell us a lot because water has a way of finding cracks and niches that we can't find with the human eye.
I have learned that Syria accounts for the world's largest number of forcibly displaced people. Many of these refugees are in Lebanon, and the humanitarian crisis there is escalating following this deadly explosion.
That's very true. Remember, Lebanon is a population of about 4 million people, 2 million refugees in that country. All of them are there illegally. They don't have legal paperwork. They're not allowed to work legally. And so the refugee community is the largest per capita of any country in the world, in the country of Lebanon. With the explosion, food supply has become very short, especially bread. Bread's a big deal in that part of the world. Those silos held all the wheat and grain supplies to make the bread. The problem is those silos were only 23% full at the time of the explosion. Because of the economic crisis in Lebanon, Lebanon could not afford to import grain because they couldn't pay the bill. 89% of what the country uses is imported.
Wow.
So how that affects the refugees is simple. The refugees, the majority of them live in the Baca Valley, which is an agricultural valley between Lebanon and Syria. Before refugees get permission from a farmer, they live on the side of the field in basically an oversized Boy Scout tent. For the rent of that land to put their tent on, they promise to work for the farmer about 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. For that, before the explosion, they were getting about $4 a day for a 12-hour work shift, which puts them at the poverty line. Mm-hmm. Today, that same work is worth 80 cents.
Mm.
But to put that into perspective, before the explosion, powdered milk would run $1.62 for 2 pounds. Now it runs $4.81.
Mm.
So they work a whole day and they can't even buy 2 pounds of powdered milk.
That's Tom Atima with the Heart for Lebanon Foundation.